From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has sent a $3.8 trillion budget on to Congress. The spending plan contains a combination of tax cuts for businesses, help for the unemployed, and additional funding for state government. At the same time, it would freeze federal government spending and end tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans. The president, in defending the package, said the government must do what average Americans are already doing.
We simply cannot continue to spend as if deficits don't have consequences, as if waste doesn't matter, as if the hard-earned tax dollars of the American people can be treated like monopoly money.
Fiscal year 2011 budget proposal still projects a $1.56 trillion deficit, bigger than any in the nation's history, but it foresees a narrowing of the shortfall beginning next fiscal year. President Obama's budget would give NASA a boost in funding over the next 5 years, but would also kill the agency's planned successor to the space shuttle and end its current effort to return astronauts to the moon. More from NPR's Noel Greenfield-Boyce.
The space shuttles will be retired after just five more flights. After that, NASA was going to focus on its Constellation program, designing new rockets and capsules to return astronauts to the moon by 2020. But the administration's new budget would kill Constellation, saying it's behind schedule and lacking in innovation. Instead, the budget would fund NASA to contract with private companies to take astronauts up to the International Space Station. Under this plan, NASA would do research and development on new technologies that could get astronauts farther out into space. The shift in direction will likely face opposition in Congress, which has scheduled a hearing on challenges facing NASA for later this week. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
It's day two of a new way of distributing food rations to hundreds of thousands of hungry earthquake survivors in Haiti. UN officials say the first day was a success, with 2 weeks' supplies of rice given out to more than 100,000 people. As NPR's David Shaper reports, relief agencies are targeting women with the longer-term food supplies.
Relief organizations have struggled to get food distributed to those most in need in Haiti, so they've gone to using fixed locations to distribute the food and to handing out the 55-pound sacks of rice primarily to women. That approach upset many who were kept away from this food distribution point in the Canapé Vert area of Port-au-Prince. But organizers say women tend to make sure children get enough to eat first and that the food is distributed equitably. They add young men have been causing many of the disruptions when food has been distributed. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Americans had a bit more money in their paychecks last month and also apparently held on to some of it. The Commerce Department reports personal incomes were up 0.4%, while personal spending rose 0.2%. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 118 points to close at 10,185. The Nasdaq was up 23 points. The S&P 500 was up 15 points today. This is NPR. Toyota says its dealers should begin getting parts to fix potentially sticky gas pedals on millions of the automaker's trucks and SUVs this week. The news comes as Toyota is embarking on a full-court press to try and win back customer loyalty. The Japanese automaker is apologizing to customers for a recall that has affected more than 4 million vehicles worldwide. Toyota made the announcement, has begun shipping the parts in a statement, and also said it is working to train dealers on how to carry out repairs. Pakistan's Army Chief of Staff delivered a robust defense of the country's often criticized efforts to combat extremist groups today and rejected the notion that Pakistan sought in any way to control neighboring Afghanistan. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
In a rare meeting with foreign journalists, General Ashfaq Kiani said, "If Afghanistan is peaceful and stable, Pakistan has strategic depth on its western side." The term refers to Pakistan's historic policy of backing Afghan governments sympathetic to it, including the Taliban, as a hedge against rival India to the east. But Kiani said strategic depth does not imply controlling Afghanistan and offered to help train Afghan security forces. But the Pakistani army chief warned it would take at least 4 years to achieve a target of a 140,000-strong Afghan force capable of taking over from foreign troops. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Obama administration is projecting that while the employment situation should improve a bit this year, it expects the unemployment rate to remain high. The administration's latest forecast is for an unemployment rate of around 9.8% by the end of this year. That's down only modestly from the current 10% jobless rate. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.